do.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, you see.
KAYT-FM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO-FM 99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
God has a word for you. Who's glad to be alive? Don't even touch nobody. Just look at three people and say, I'm just glad to be alive. Go ahead and tell them right quick. Say, no, go old school. Say, he didn't have to let me live, but I'm glad to be in the service one more time to those of you watching all across the world and to those watching again in this sanctuary. I'm just blessed to be alive. Like so many of you dealing with loss, and got some calls yesterday about some loss in our family that I'll speak to at the end. Cousin of mine lost her life, kind of boom, that happened, this COVID thing, wanting to see people get vaccinated, and some don't believe it, and then I'm doing funerals, and it's just driving me a little bonkers, but God's going to keep my mind. Yes, he is. And so if you were a pastor and had to preside and deal with 5 funerals in 2 weeks for unvaccinated people, you might consider getting vaccinated. But I have to do that. If I wasn't your pastor, I'd just shut up and say, let people do what they want to do. But I love you so much. You know, all of us going to heaven at some point, but I sure don't want to go before my time. I want to hang around here just as long as God wants me. And my wife and I are waiting. We just can't wait for that first grandbaby. I want to live to see that. And just so many things I want to live to see. And so I just say again, if I was not your pastor, I'd shut my mouth and say, let grown people be grown. But when you love people, I have to say that Pastor Vernon 100% believes that the safest route is to get vaccinated. And again, I'm presiding probably over 5th funeral I'm dealing with in 2 weeks, and each person was unvaccinated due to issues with COVID. So pray about that. All right, y'all ready to go to work? All right, here it is. As soon as I say this, somebody just gonna catch it, because you already kind of know what I'm doing. Here it is, Hebrews 5:13. Milk. Is for beginners. Keep me on the screen. Milk is for beginners. That's cool. Milk is for beginners, inexperienced in God's word. Okay, I'm sorry. Look at 8 people and ask them, got milk? Go ahead. You'll understand it better by and by. Go ahead and take your seats in God's house. We're just a couple of weeks away from another church birthday. We are standing on tiptoe anticipation about another church celebration. The question that begs asking is there some sort of heavenly, divine gratuity for those that seek after spiritual maturity? My answer would be a resounding yes, that God is absolutely pleased with those, watch this, who attempt to at least grow in grace, to get better, not perfection, but striving towards spiritual maturity. We're in a teaching titled Grownish, a series. I just use Grownish because it's a spinoff of Blackish, and young people often pay attention with a catchy title. So I thought about Grownish. It's just something to keep you cognitively captivated. But really, the big point is we are now about to turn 21. And the question that begs asking again is, have we grown in grace? I asked this a couple of weeks ago. Since you've been here, how much better are you? What stuff that you used to do that you now don't do as much? I almost said no more, but I don't know. Tell somebody, I don't cuss as much for sure. Go ahead, tell three people. Say, only when I drop some on my foot and my one cousin when she calls. Other than that, I don't ever have to cuss. My one cousin make me cuss, but other than that, I'm just tripping, seriously. Watch this. How much has your leader grown in terms of his decision-making and his patience and his maturity as a believer and his healthiness? How much has your leading lady grown, our elders, our team? I mean, as a whole, honestly, how much more mature are we than we were in the year 2000 when we were just a bunch of kids jam-packing our high school two times, all trying to figure it out together? And now, here it is 21 years later, and I'm looking around, and still the average person sitting here is like under 50, 40. I mean, all these years later, and young people still love it with this mix of what I call prime timers. If you don't know what a prime timer is at the Word Church, that's like from like, you know, 32 to like 60 or so. We call that prime time. That's the age you're making babies and helping with the grandbabies and getting your money tight. And then there are seasoned saints sitting here and everything in between. I mean, I love it. How much more mature are we? The book of Hebrews has something to say about maturity. Most of you may just minimize it to Hebrews 11, the hall of faith. But Hebrews has much more to say than that. Matter of fact, you grab some scholars, they'll tell you, if you really feel like getting theological, grab Hebrews. I mean, it's more than just Hebrews 11, the hall of faith. In chapter 1, there is the supremacy of Christ. And then there is Christ, the high priest. There is the criticality of Sabbath rest in chapter 4. Chapter 5, there is Jesus, the high priest again. And then, of course, in chapter 6 of Hebrews, is spiritual maturity and how important it is. I mean, the unknown writer, we think it's probably the Apostle Paul, but we can't be dogmatic. We don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. Most scholars think and concur that it's probably Paul, just based on some of the style and semantic structure that Paul often uses. But we don't know for sure. Whoever this unknown writer of Hebrews is, he has something to say to us about growing up in Christ, about your maturity, and the criticality of that maturity, how at some point I ought to be able to look at you and see that Jesus has done something in you. I already know, peep this, he's done something for you. Let me try it again. I already know he's done something for you because you got clothes on your back and shoes on your feet. He kept you in your craziness. He sustains you when you should have lost it all. God has been good to you. I can already see that. Now the question that begs asking again is, what has he done in you? Watch this. Or what have you allowed him to do in and through you that is obvious to any person looking at you? Yeah. Let's just walk through it. I won't even keep you long, I promise, because all I can tell you, I love it, because it is in verse 11 that he says, concerning him, we have much to say. It is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. Watch this. Concerning him, there's a whole lot I want to tell you about Jesus, a whole lot of systematic theology and pneumatology, and to future preachers, the criticisms and didactic criticism and cultural criticism and narrative criticism, all these criticisms of how you criticize the text and really see what the text means, because the text can never mean what it never meant. All these things I'm going to teach preachers and want to be teachers, and all the marriage instructors in January, I'm going to do all this teaching on the first weekend or whatever weekend of every month, one weekend a month, I'm going to be training all that. There's so much I want to tell. There's so much I want to tell you right now, but I don't know who's in here. I don't know if there's a bruh here who just got out the joint and it's like he can't handle no heavy theological construct on Sunday morning. He just want to know, can you help a brother get himself together? But the but but the writer of Hebrews argues is that's cool for the first time cat who's just here. Maybe he has a PhD but doesn't know biblical theology. But he is arguing that if you have been at the Word Church 7, 8, 12 years, those of you watching me and you're still members, you're just fighting through this pandemic stuff, but you'll be back soon. Those of you that are watching and still tithing and giving and participating in prayer, all of us together, he's saying, you ought to have grown. He said, there's so much I want to say to you. Matter of fact, you'll love the God's Word version. Watch this, see if you like it. The God's Word version says this: we have a lot to explain about this, but since you have become too lazy to pay attention, it's hard explaining it to you. It's hard explaining to you. It's hard. Look at the next version. You'll love this. Here it is. Next version. Watch this. I have a lot more to say about this, but it's hard to get it across to you since you picked up this bad habit. Look at somebody and say, let the Bible do the talking. Let the Bible. Yeah, you picked up this bad habit of not listening. So I'm at home, right, doing like this 6-7 hour thing I do for every sermon, doing all my Greek stuff and all my exegesis and all my cultural stuff I got to do to make sure that I'm right and tight so I can sleep at night, all that. And as soon as I'm reading this, these words just jumped in my mind, and they're right on the screen. Watch this. These words just jumped in my mind: developing the discipline to listen. Developing the discipline to listen. Don't you minimize the discipline of listening. I'm looking at, some of the outsiders up there in the cut. I see my teens. I see them back there. The discipline to listen, that's a discipline. In light of the fact my son Ray right now is handling, all of you that are watching me on YouTube, my son Ray is at Howard University in D.C., but he's still here on payroll with us, helping me handle all the social media and YouTube stuff. Him and my beautiful daughter in love, they're there. And he tells me every time I get ready to post something, he said, Dad, listen, keep it to 15 seconds. That's all you got now. I'm like, I want to say something about Jesus. He said, say it in 15 seconds and they won't hear it. We get ready to do something. I can't go over a minute, because if it's a minute, you social media geeks know it can become a reel. A reel gets more hits than regular posting. So keep it to 1 minute. I'm like, I want to say more than that. He like, Dad, I'm telling you, ain't nobody going to listen. I'm like, but I got something to say. Shameless plug for my podcast tomorrow. Matter of fact, put that up. I'm taking more than a minute to talk about Jesus. Amen. Come on, everybody. And so tomorrow at 6 p.m., put that up right quick, but at 6 p.m. tomorrow, and we'll leave it up. Everybody, check the podcast out, and I'm going to be talking about how important time is. Yeah, I sat down. Matter of fact, next weekend, I'm preaching, I'm running out of time. Yeah, I just turned 50 years old. I feel like I'm running out of time. If you're 20, you're running out too. Yeah, because he could come tomorrow. or some car could hit you. Or somebody crazy could kill you. Do you know Christ? And so tomorrow at 6 p.m., we'll leave it up. If you can't watch it live, it'll stay up. It's my first podcast. I'm talking about the criticality of time and how, since time is so important to me, don't waste my time. Look at somebody and say, please don't waste my time. I don't have as much. Yeah, if you're going to say something to me, don't be talking stupid. I need you to get right to it. Don't be playing games with me, because I'm running out of time. That's tomorrow. Shameless plug. But I want you to understand, back to the text. Come here. Come back to me upstairs, because the discipline of listening. Say the discipline of listening. Listening is a discipline. When I'm teaching on Sunday, I'm tripping. I told our team, have y'all ever tripped on the fact that I be preaching and like 98% of people look right at me the whole time? I said, give our church credit. I said, where else other than a movie or a football game or a concert do people not look down? Trip on that. Now, I don't care who you are, you got like 3 minutes not to be boring, and somebody checking YouTube, somebody checking text, somebody checking Facebook. Let's keep it real. In the airport, at the doctor's appointment, when you're waiting to go in, people have to speak quickly because our attention span is lower than it's ever been. Social media is a blessing in some ways, but a curse in so many others. It has taught our young people to look down. Matter of fact, a wonderful series to preach is called Look Up. Yeah, look up, because the whole world is looking down. You see what you can do with that double entendre? Look up to God, look up, period. The whole world, you sit in the airport, everyone's looking down. Everywhere you go, at dinner, a couple sitting together eating a $100 steak, and both of them looking down at the phone. I took my wife to Paris, and we sat there in Paris and saw a young couple next to us on their dream vacation like us. They ordered their food and never looked up again. And we looked at each other and said, they may as well stay in the States. They came to Paris to order a great steak at this restaurant, and both of them looked at their phone the whole time they sat there. We struggle with listening. Immaturity can't pay attention. Spiritual maturity says, Pastor, I ain't taking my eyes off you, and I'm not taking my ears off you, because whatever God got to say to me through you today, that's why I came. The reason why I'm watching is because I don't know what God want to say to me about me, and this not the time for me to be texting. I'm a rapper in my other life. Y'all going to find out when we get to heaven. Amen. I'm serious. So many of you suffer from what I call, I just got to writing. I was flowing. I was just bars start dropping at my sermon table. Boom. Spiritual ADHD. I just wrote it down. Spiritual ADHD. I don't know. You might be suffering from spiritual ADHD. Let me break it down. ADHD. Let's drop it for them so they can all read it with me. Is a neurodevelopmental disorder that occurs in children, teens, and adults. Its core symptoms are inattention. Ooh, there's a point. Impulsivity, hyperactivity. In an adult with ADHD symptoms of hyperactivity, they may be less obvious, but difficulties with inattention, poor planning may persist. These symptoms can appear at home, work, or school, or in social settings. Church, okay? A basketball game, any place where there are social settings, some people can't even pay attention there. Matter of fact, three things leaped out of that definition. I'm like, come on, Lord, help me preach this. Number one, what leaps out of the text? How do you know when you're suffering from spiritual ADHD? Why? Because number one, inattention. Inattention. You just can't pay attention. You got a child, you be talking to like, look at me. Look at me. Be trying. Some people are married and your spouse can't talk to you for 7 minutes without you like, oh God, are we finished? Oh, gee. Look at your neighbor and say, he preaching to me, not you. Go ahead, praise God. Say, I got to work on that. It is hard for me to stay focused. Even when somebody is saying something substantive, it's hard for me to pay attention. The enemy, watch this, you're going to love this. The enemy is after your ear. Ooh, I'm preaching better than you guys are responding. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but the enemy is after your ear. He's really after your gates, period. Eye gate, ear gate. I got to watch what go in my gate. I got to watch what brother I let talk to me on the phone. I got to watch who I text back and forth with. I got to watch what I swipe left when my faith and prayer life is still bereft. I got to make sure that I get to another level. Why? Because the enemy is after my ear. Sometimes family call me gossiping and talking crazy. Some of you are thinking sometimes it can be mama. The enemy is after my ear. I was in a good mood giving God the glory, and the enemy got in my ear, got me doubting myself, got me doubting what God's getting ready to do, talking to these negative friends who want to be me and mad that they're not, and so they want to drop all this negativity in me because of jealousy and had me in a place of negativity. Why? Because they not happy. Misery loves. Preach, R.A. Can I? So I got to be careful who I let get in my ear. No, I want God's word in my ear. I want some saved friends speaking into my life. I need some family members that push me to my next level. Why? I can't give everybody my ear because that's a gate to my spirit. The enemy is after my ear. He's after our children's ear. I got two school-age children present today, and they'll tell you at some point, I'm like, cut it off, give it to me. Every night they have to walk it up and put it on our dresser until next day and with the school stuff. And all of you my age, I can't stand kids. How am I going to school without my phone? I need all my 70s and 80s players to raise your hand. What did we do without a phone? Survived. Now they'd be like, my phone? Daddy! Okay. Number two, impulsivity, one in words. In other words, I move quickly. I'm just impulse. I don't really pray it through. This is why Paul said in Philippians 4:6, you all know this. There it is, like this, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Wait a minute. Don't trip on nothing. Don't move quick on nothing. Don't be anxious for nothing, but everything. Have you bothered your neighbor in the last 2 minutes? Look at your neighbor and say, what part of everything don't you understand? Go ahead, praise God. But everything. Yeah, but everything through prayer and supplication. I just can't be impulsive no more. Spiritual maturity as you grow in grace is not just, ooh, that's so cute, I'm buying it. Oh, I like that, let's sell that and buy that one. Ooh, let's go here. No, I got to get in God's face. Why? I talked about this. I don't know who pays attention online. I don't know who watches me every week and really like listens. And so you understand that my teaching is like dominoes. They all connect together. And I gave this point a few weeks ago. I don't know who's listening. I talked about life-altering choices. Okay, like what skirt I'm going to wear? I'm not sure. You have to pray about that. You know, like what should we eat for lunch? That's like hyper-Calvinism. Everything too deep. Everything's predetermined. That's just too far for me. But now, who I'm going to date? Yeah, where I'm going to live? What school I'm going to send my child to for college? Do you realize how long we prayed about Ray, and then he was almost at Morehouse, and the dean met me. They gave me like the big visit, and they landed Ari, and Ray was coming, and boom, and all of a sudden we prayed, and something said, I need 4 more years with him close to me because he may have missed some in my mega church stuff. And I said, it's not my call. You pray whatever God says, then I promise it's still your call. I'm going to work with you. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him. And now he's in D.C. at Howard and was at Howard's homecoming with all the black stuff in the HBCU groove. And he's getting that. But now he's married and can handle it. Y'all got to catch this. Amen. So for us, it was the best choice. I had to pray about a life-altering choice. Matter of fact, I want to drop some on the Word Church, and this is going forward. My elders know this, my ministers know this, and they're going to hold me to this. Whenever there is a ministry-altering decision, embrace this for your life, I call it a 30-day prayer. Do what you want to do or ignore me. Whenever there's a choice that can change the game for you, 30-day prayer. Minimum, could be 90, depending on how deep it is. But no, where I'm going to go to school, should I get this guy? Should I say yes? Should we get engaged? Should I ask her to marry me? Should I buy this house? Life-altering choices. Should we send our kids to this school or that school? I don't know. Lord, help me. I'm going to pray in everything through prayer and supplication. Right? Not impulsivity. Not impulsive. Whatever the word is. Not impulsive. Wait. Why? Because it is in that you can change your life. Some of you know you bust one move in 1983 you're still dealing with. 1997, just one night, just he was cute, boom, I got 3 kids, triplets, out of one night stand, just triplets. Just, now I got 3 kids with no daddy for 30 seconds. I don't know what happened. 3 minutes, 3 daddies. 3, 1, something. Okay, let me finish my sermon. I need a serious church, amen. And then hyperactivity, say hyperactivity. Oh my goodness, I'm doing good on time. Hyperactivity, again, this idea of just doing stuff to be doing stuff. Spiritual maturity slows you. Yeah, I don't have to always be doing something. Matter of fact, it teaches you, when you read Hebrews 4 when you get home, it teaches you Sabbath rest. Sabbath rest. If I had a do-over, I would challenge any owner or boss or entrepreneur watching across the country and the world. I'm going to tell you, your culture is no better than ours right now. We have embraced... Anybody who works here, pull them to the side, Sabbath rest. I make sure they get 2 full days off. And if I think they're tired, we say go home. If I feel like they're overwhelmed, we want everybody that works here to love it. We take weekends off now, Friday and Saturday. We didn't do that for 20 years because we had teen church on Saturday and this on Saturday. And I'm like, no, move that. Our team needs to have Sabbath rest. We laugh, we joke. Everybody comes in skipping on Sunday, Wednesday. Matter of fact, I'm trying to win best place to work in America. Bill Hybels Church, they won that before his fall from grace in Chicago. Best place to work in America. In Chicago, Willow Creek Church, they won over Amazon, over everybody. A church won. I want that. I want our staff. I'm going for it. Best place to work in Cleveland, the Word Church. We pay well. We treat them well. We honor them. There's no talking down to you, no screaming. Why? Because I realize the criticality of Sabbath rest. When people are rested, some of you're just too busy, and that's messing up your spiritual maturity. Because you run in every place except to Jesus. Yeah, yeah, you're running and you're trying to be the best grandmama and your daughter won't do right. So you got all her kids and then your brother, he's whatever. So you're helping with the nieces. Then you're trying to get this money. Then your sister, them, you're the one everybody call when everything go wrong. So you're fixing everybody and internally you messed up yourself. You haven't had time to grieve because when mama died, they threw it all on you. And when your brother passed and when your sister messed up, and so you haven't been able to mature, and so your getaway is to just grab the phone. Let me just see what's happening on Instagram because, you know, let me see what's happening on TikTok. And I watched one time my kids, they were just going from TikTok to TikTok. I said, ain't that much dancing in the world? I mean, how many times you gonna watch? I'm like. All right, great class. Okay, good. I can't believe I'm right on time. Verse 12 says, you have been believers so long that now you ought to be teaching others. So he pushes us. He says, you've been believers so long. You joined when? 2009? 14? Maple? Oh, Kennedy. Oh, wow, you go back in the day. Wait a minute. When we first got here, 2012? Wait a minute. I blessed your daughter 7 years ago. How long you been here? And he says, by now, you've been believers so long, you ought to be teaching others. There is this pedagogical push. There is this pedagogical, can I teach like I feel like it for 7 more minutes? There is this pedagogical push saying, oh, no. You're no longer just to come in and throw a dollar and holler and pay your tithe and wave on the way out and say, I'm faithful to my church. I don't start nothing. He says, no, by now you should be leading groups. You should be possibly becoming a deacon here. How are you not helping in the parking lot? I was helping feed the 5,000 last Sunday, and we got out there, and we like throwing everything off the truck, and my wife noticed it. I noticed it. Elder Reno noticed it, but none of us voiced it until the next day. And that was, we looked around and saw, where is everybody who used to help? And to God be the glory, it was a lot of new guys helping, a lot of ministers missing, a lot of deacons missing. I'm being honest, a lot of everybody missing. Some people still scared of the pandemic. Some people have become what we call corona casualties. And they didn't die physically, but they died spiritually. Yeah, corona casualties. They got so used to changing their schedule where they used to serve in ministry, they filled that gap with something else. And then the enemy's saying, I don't want to go back to that. I'm going to do this now. They filled that gap for 2 years or 17 months. They got away from Bible reading and helping and coming on Wednesday nights and helping. So now all of a sudden, I don't know if I want to help no more, Pastor. If you're too busy for God, you're too busy. And so just as sure as I'm alive, you know your boy, man. No, I don't make excuses. I make adjustments. I said, immediately, give me the 50 most faithful new brothers in this church. They about to get at my feet because the train don't stop. I said, that's okay. God always got somebody. Show me all those sisters. There was one sister I didn't know. She on 55th throwing bags and grabbing stuff. I'm like, and who are you? I mean, she know who she is. I've been complimenting her for 2 weeks. I mean, she was just running and said, grab that side. I said, God always got somebody else that's ready to roll, baby. God always got somebody. I said, Reno, let's lovingly love every minister, deacon, elder that has served faithfully. But if they're tired or done, we get it. But who's next, baby? Because this train don't stop. God's purpose upon this rock, I feel like having church. I'll build my church. And there ought to be some people looking at me saying, Pastor, I'm next. Yeah, it's my moment. How do you need me, player? Where do you need me? I don't preach a lot, but I can show, unpack some trucks. I got a CDL. I drive the vans to the corner. I help with the teens. Yesterday, we here with the teenagers, and this young brother about to do 3 to 11 in the joint. He's not even 18. Yeah, because his brother used to rob people, so he decided he'd rob too at 16. They didn't caught him with the cameras. I'm speaking into his life. He turning his back on me while I'm talking. Me and Elder Craig, grandma, look at me in my face when I talk. You need to learn some discipline. I got your back. What's the judge's name? So they sent me all the judge stuff. I'm going to call this judge, and I'm going to do what I got to do. And so many judges have said, Dr. Vernon, I'll give him to you, and I'll give him to you. I said, if you give him to me and don't give him to 3, I got him. Y'all listening? Now, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Now, when the judge, I'm believing God, gives him some grace, who's going to help me with that young brother? Yeah. How you got a felony and not helping me? When God has given you spiritual maturity. God didn't save you to sit. God saved you to serve. What God brought you out of. Every Beautiful woman here that had your baby prematurely, the baby wasn't a bastard, the baby was a blessing. There are no illegitimate children for the 100th time at the Word Church. God has a legitimate reason for every baby that's born. But how are you the girl that used to be lost and don't help me with young girls? Or help me with YF or help me? I'm dead serious. This is what I just call a pastoral push. I could preach Mary Had a Little Lamb and make you shout, but I feel like God wants us to mature. He says, and I'm done. Oh my goodness, I got 4 minutes. I got to quit. Please, because he says, by now you should be teaching others who have been in the faith less time should now be profiting from your instruction. You know what? I gotta go. I gotta go. Here's what I came for. Starting from square one, baby's milk. That's what I came from. It's on the screen. Starting from square one, verse 12 says, baby milk. Ooh, watch this. Starting from square one, baby's milk. At some point, they're going to put it up there. Praise God. Amen. Amen. At some point. I played it off upstairs as long as I could. I tried to play it off with like redundance, but God is good. They never mess up there. Nobody's perfect. Here it is. Starting from square one. Let's try it again. Take it off the screen so they see we know how to do it. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Starting from square one, baby's milk. There you go. See that? I wasn't going to leave my girl out there. She's the coldest on the slides. Here it is. Starting from square one, baby's milk, when you should have been on solid food. No, he didn't. I'm sorry. I got a question for every mother in here. If you don't answer right away, I'm running out to church. What's another word for baby's milk? Somebody said on staff y'all was going to say that. What's another word? Some of you are Similac saints. Similac for the immature Christian. Similac. Mary had a little lamb, Jesus loves me, this I know. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, if you confess with your mouth, beautiful for a new believer. But he says, by now you should have went to another level. He says, some of you should be teaching, but yet you need milk, milk. He says, you cannot handle solid food. Do you realize who we are? There was a couple, the Randalls from Austin, Texas, who came to the Word Church. The lady was asked by her husband, where you want to go for anniversary? She said, Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland, Cleveland. They stayed last Sunday to Wednesday to come here twice. She could have went to Florida. She could have went to Hawaii. Where you want to go for anniversary? She said, the Word Church. Randalls, if y'all watching, shout out to you. Take it down. Here's what I want y'all to understand. This is so important, and I got to go. Similac saints, please catch this, and I want you to catch this. He says, solid food is for the mature who have been practicing and telling right from wrong. Solid food is for the mature. Some of you are like, no, baby, don't bring me no bologna. I want a sandwich meal. Give me some steak. Pastor, matter of fact, when you want to, let's put the list up. You can teach on stuff like this, and we don't even mind, Pastor. You can go there theology proper. Come on now. Soteriology, Christology, ecclesiology, angelology. All of these are things, of course, that are seminary stuff, and I teach my ministers. I'm not arguing that I would do all of this on a Sunday, but there ought to be people that have gotten to a place where you're like, what class is that in? Because I want to grow in grace. I want to understand systematic theology. Whatever there is in God, whatever new levels there are, I want them now. Lord, make me what you want me to be. Grow me up, God. I'm not going to be a Similac saint. Pastor, if a brother walks up to you on Sunday and he got demons in him, call me. If somebody come up to the altar and their head's spinning, don't get nervous. Call me, Pastor. I'll pray over that brother right now in the name of Jesus, because I'm prayed up. I'm not a Similac saint. I got Holy Ghost power. Do I have anybody? Come back to me upstairs. Do I have anybody that know God? Watch this. That God has grown you up, and you may not be what you want to be, but look at five people say, I'm not what I used to be. Go ahead. That's the wrong person. Find five people and go to thanking God that he's preparing me. He's growing me. God's word is in me. Christ, the hope of glory, is building me. And now my wife and I are better. My attitude is better. My dating life is better. My discipline is better. My money is better. My prayer life is better. Who am I talking to? That God God is still working on you and maturing you, and you refuse to be a Similac saint. Pastor, I'm with you. Tell me when the class is starting. I'm your new deacon. I'll be one of your new elders. I'll be helping in team ministry effective immediately. Next time we have a sign up, just call me, Pastor. Next time I'm ready to help you and go to new levels. Why? Because there's something that God is pushing me to that just cannot wait. There is something God is doing in my life, and God, I'm grateful for. Who loves the Lord in this place?
Yeah. It's gonna be all right. Amazing grace, you kept on covering me in the midst of all my wrong. You stay right by my side. Your love was my guide. Yeah, yeah.
It's working for my good.
Gotta do what I could.
Gotta do what I
and could.
Do
I ain't what
do
I should.
Do I ain't what I should.
Jermaine Dawson.
I don't do what I used to do. Ever since he made my life brand new. Morehouse Parish Library reminds us that the holiday season is a time of giving, giving thanks and gift giving. To children, toys are temporary, but a book offers a world of new experiences and youthful fantasy. Remember, readers are leaders. That's from Morehouse Parish Library. To find out about Morehouse Parish Library's reading program or just to obtain a library card, 318-281-3696. Morehouse Parish Library Director Dunn Smith and the caring staff are on air because they care about your child's literacy. They wish all families a happy holiday season.
Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood, they're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP.
In the beginning, taking the COVID vaccine was a hard no for me. I take vaccines, but for some reason, it all felt rushed. And honestly, I don't always trust the government. I got COVID myself, and people in my community are dying from the Delta variant. The numbers don't lie. After doing more research, getting vaccinated was the right choice for me. For more information, call 855-453-0774 or visit covidvaccine.la.gov.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Yeah. going down
at the Fairground Exhibit Hall, 506 West Drive, DeRidder, Louisiana.
It's Roy, Chip Anthony, performing live
Thanksgiving night
in DeRidder, Louisiana.
It's Thanksgiving night and everybody's home visiting for the holiday.
So if you know like I know,
337-348-1132 or 337-348-6052.
It's the Thanksgiving bash you've been waiting for.
Roy, Chip Anthony.
Oh, and we can't forget the special guest.
He bringing Ice Star with him.
Everybody's going to be in the building.
Thanksgiving night, it's going down. DJ Big Daddy from Big Daddy Entertainment on the 1 and 2.
Roy, Chip, Anthony, and Ice Doll live in concert.
337-348-1132 or 337-348-6054.
Thanksgiving night, DeRidder, Louisiana at the Fairground Exhibit Hall.
Another proud sponsor of this station.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT Attention Bishop Kenny Townsend at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at kayt881news@gmail.com. Information is powerful, but only to the targeted listening audience. Here at KAYT, we want to help you get the word out. Send your public service announcement ASAP.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Will you help me just open up your mouth and glorify God? If he's done anything for you.
Let's set God. Come on, bless him in here. How many of you really need something from God tonight? Listening to me on this record, I don't know what it is you're going through, but God said you can get your breakthrough tonight. Look at somebody, say, I'm gonna get my breakthrough tonight. Right now. Turn around behind you, say, I'm gonna get an instantaneous breakthrough. Now you've been praying and seeking God and fasting, but when you ask God, do you really have faith that he can do it? Do you serve a God that is able? Do you serve a God that is strong and mighty? Well, if you do, can I tell you how to get your breakthrough? Say, Kirk, come. How can I get my breakthrough right now? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. This is how you can get it tonight.
Dr. Paul Matthews, specializing in the treatment of neck and back pain, using only natural healing methods, no opioids or surgeries. So if you're suffering from low back pain or whiplash, burning sensations, or muscle spasms from an accident or injury, you need Dr. Paul now at the Wooddale Chiropractic Clinic, 711 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria. Open from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 318-625-7103. It's Dr. Paul, y'all. Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
KAYT-KQJO-FM is not just our name. It's our way of doing business. We're here to help you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 calendar days per year. And ask about our new business special, 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. We have unbeatable rates with bonuses and interviews just for your business. Nonprofit means you can get your money right back during tax season. 70,000 watts makes us five cities strong all day long. The very best of gospel, zydeco, blues, and R&B. We are KAYT-KQJO, your real love station.
Send at 6 a.m. this morning.
Why do you work?
KAYT has presented the gospel in both sermon and song. We trust you've been blessed. And we'll join us again tomorrow morning, beginning at 6 a.m., for the very best in gospel radio all day long.
Why do you?